But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up on wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Anybody know that the word has validity? That anything you need, it's in the word.
Welcome to the Excellence in Ministry broadcast with Dr. Dwayne Anthony Walker, Senior Pastor of Little Rock AME Zion Church. For the next 30 minutes, get ready for some dynamic teaching, preaching, and insight on the word of God that will guide you to your destiny as a believer. At the end of the broadcast, information will be given about their church location and how to obtain a copy of this message in its entirety. Now let's join the Excellence in Ministry broadcast already in progress.
Spirit, fall fresh on me. And I like it when it says, fall down. Fall down. Fall fresh on me. And on this day, my prayer today is that the Spirit of the living God will fall down on me. But you know what else my prayer is today? That the Spirit of God will also fall down on you. And fall down on you. And fall down on you. And fall down on you. Anybody want his spirit to fall down? Fall fresh. Because we need the Spirit of the living God. Today, all across the Christian church, we celebrate this day as the first Sunday in the day of Pentecost. Pentecost is a very powerful season in the life of the church, as they all are in the life of the Christian church in the liturgical calendar, which marks the movement of God among the people of God. We have just come out of several liturgical celebrations. You know that we celebrated around December, the liturgical season of Advent, which announces the coming of the Messiah. And after Advent, we celebrated the season of Kingdom Tide, which represents the earthly ministry of Jesus the Christ. And following the celebration of Kingdom Tide, we are then moving into the season of Lent, which of course celebrates the life and ministry and passion of Jesus Christ. Then of course we move from Lent into Easter and Eastertide, which of course celebrates the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And we've been in the season of Eastertide for a while because we mark the 40 days that Jesus moved and ministered to and around his disciples. And then we note that he ascends back to the Father when he gathers his disciples in Matthew 28, as he records it. Matthew says that Jesus gathered his disciples and they met him where he told them to meet them. And then Jesus says to them, "All authority or all power in heaven and on earth is given to me. Therefore, go into all the world and make disciples of every creature. Baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Teach them to observe all things that I have told you. And lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the age." But Luke records that a similar incident, that he also gives instruction to his disciples. And the way Luke records it, that Jesus said to them to stay in the city until you be endued with power from on high. Then he goes on to Acts chapter 1, which we covered on last week, and Acts chapter 1 and 8, when Jesus says to his disciples, "But stay in the city until you are filled with power from on high." And he goes on to say, "But you shall receive power when the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And you will be witnesses unto me in Jerusalem, in Judea, and in Samaria, and the uttermost parts of the earth." And we come now to the day of Pentecost. The day of Pentecost actually represents the fulfillment of a promise. That he promised them that there is some work that you must do. But he recognized that they could not do this work on their own power. But they needed his power. They needed something within them to enable them to do the work they have been assigned to do. I want to say again that you can't do anything for God without the power of God. Am I right about it in here? Do you know that by now? That you can't do anything for God. Preachers can't preach without the power of God. Choirs can't sing without the power of God. Ushers can't usher without the power of God. We can't serve without his powers. Trustees need his power. Stewards need his power. Class leaders need his power. The children's ministry needs his power. Every ministry in this church can't function without the power of the living God. And I don't know about you, but my prayer today is that the Spirit of the living God will fall fresh in this place. But I can't speak for you, but I can speak for Dwayne Walker. Spirit of the living God, fall down on me. If you want to fall down on you, give him praise in this place. Hallelujah. You can't do anything for God without his power to fall down on us. Luke reports that on this day, the disciples were very obedient. Yes, sir. Luke goes on to tell us what took place. Disciples were gathered where they were supposed to be. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It says that they were together. Huh? Yes. And when the day of Pentecost had fully come, Luke said, they were all with one accord.
Yes, 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 yes.
And in one place. And if you want the Spirit of God to fall down, the first thing we must understand is that we can't miss this important factor. Is that they were all together and they were all on one accord. Lord have mercy. Unless you think this means that they were together geographically, you can be in the same place but still not be on one accord. You can be in the same place and still not be together. Am I right about it? And that's why Satan always wants to keep strife and division in the church of God. Because as long as you're against me, and as long as I'm against you, as long as one section of the choir against another section of the choir, as long as one part of the trustees are against another part of the trustees, as long as one part of the steward board is against another part of the steward board, and ministries are in strife with one another, God can't use us. He will not fill us, because God does not bless confusion. God blesses order. And when we get together, he will come. He will fall down as long as we get together. And as long as you see people who don't want to get together, you will find people who don't want the Spirit of God. But if you want the Spirit of God, we will stop all this foolishness, all this backbiting, all of this gossiping, all of this mess, and come together so the Spirit of the living God will fall down in this place. Anybody want him to fall down in this place? We've got to come together, because God will not bless confusion. So we got to work to come together and to be on one accord. It does not mean that we all have to agree, but it does mean that we have to be agreeable, that we're all in this thing together. You're not pulling against me, I'm not pulling against you, but we're all pulling for God, who's pulling for all of us. Anybody believe that God is on your side? He wants us to get it done, and he will supply us with what we need to get it done if we let him. Three things and I'll be out of your way. Fall down on me. The first thing that we must understand, if we want his Spirit to fall down, we've got to first of all seek his Spirit. Very simple. The church says seek his Spirit. Yeah, we've got to seek his Spirit. In other words, you got to look for it. You've got to want it. You've got to seek it out. You can't expect God to supply you with his Spirit. Sometimes I think that people think that we're going to just be walking around all nonchalant and all lackadaisical and just going about our merry way, and all of a sudden, zap, Holy Ghost. No, it doesn't work that way. If you want his Spirit, you got to pray for his Spirit. You got to seek his Spirit. You got to come to the right place. Hallelujah. Come at the right time and come with the right attitude, and he will move. Jesus said himself that his disciples, if you ask, you shall receive. If you seek, you will find. If you knock, the door will be open unto you. Anybody that want his Spirit, you got to ask for it. You got to seek it. You got to, and if you seek him, you shall find. If you knock, the door will be open unto you. The writer of Hebrews says that God is a rewarder to them who diligently seek him. To those who crave after him, but those who want him, and those who want him in their life. And you can't have it if you don't make time for God.
Praise 100.9 and 92.7 listeners, get ready for a minute with the doctor.
Praise the Lord. This is Dr. Dwayne Anthony Walker, pastor of Little Rock AME Zion Church. The Word of God says in Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct thy path. For the believer, trusting God is an absolute requirement to following God. Once we follow him, there is no turning back to our old ways. This scripture reminds us that if we go to God, rather than depending on our own strength or our own intellect, we depend on him. He will order our steps. He will make our crooked paths straight, and he will make a way out of no way. And that is a promise from heaven. You are invited to join us at Little Rock AME Zion Church for our Sunday morning worship experience at 10 a.m. For more details, call 704-334-3782 or visit our website at littlerockamezion.org.
We make time for everything else but God. And then we want to know why we're not making the kind of impact that we ought to be making in the world. And why it is that we're not as effective as the church in the world. Because everything else comes before him. But I heard Jesus declare one day, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you as well." If we seek first his kingdom, he says that he will show up and he'll show out. So look at these disciples that gathered in the upper room. I'm sure they were afraid because of what had just happened a few days before. They saw Jesus carried away and hung on a rugged cross. But they were obedient in the right place at the right time. And no matter how afraid they were, I believe they were praying. I believe that not only they were praying, but I just used my imagination. They were also singing. I believe it was quiet for a little while. And all of a sudden, Peter started singing, "Come by here, Lord. Come by here. Somebody needs you, Lord. Come by here. Somebody's crying, Lord. Come by here. Oh, Lord, come by here." I believe that somebody else started singing, "Come, thou fount of every blessing. Tune my heart to sing thy grace. Streams of mercy never ceasing. Call for songs of loudest praise. Teach me some melodious song, a song by flaming tongues above. Praise the mount, oh, fix me on a mount of God's unchanging love." I believe that somebody else started singing, "Spirit of the living God. Spirit of the living God. Fall fresh on me. Mold me. Make me, fill me, use me. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on me." And Luke reports that as they were in the upper room in one accord, he said suddenly, oh God, that as they were praying suddenly, as they were lifting holy hands suddenly, as they were moving in the spirit suddenly, as they were singing together suddenly, what happened, Luke? I'm so glad you asked that question. Suddenly, there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. And then something else happened. All of a sudden, there appeared cloven tongues as a fire that came down and rested on each one of them. And the Bible says they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak in other tongues, other languages, as the Spirit gave them ability. I'm so glad that when you're doing the right thing and when you're seeking him, suddenly he'll come in. Anybody know he'll do it? He'll break in on you, and he'll begin to move on this side. He'll begin to move on that side. He'll begin to move in the center side, all in the balcony. And before you know it, the power of the Holy Ghost falls upon us and begins to move from heart to heart and from breast to breast. And you'll feel like smiling instead of frowning. You'll feel like standing instead of sitting. You'll feel like being used instead of using. If the Spirit of the Holy Ghost will fall down on us, but you got to first seek his Spirit. Let the church say, "Seek his Spirit." Anybody want to seek his Spirit in this place? Hallelujah. You got to seek his Spirit. And if you seek his Spirit, I declare he will send his Spirit as long as we're obedient. Because he's not going to give you what you're not ready to receive. Lord have mercy. You see, some people won't ask for the Holy Ghost because they don't want to receive the Holy Ghost. They don't want to receive his Spirit because they're so full of their own spirit. But God wants you to receive his Spirit. Hallelujah, somebody. Anybody want the Spirit of the Holy Ghost in this place? Hallelujah. Because I got to tell you something. You can't just call for the Spirit because every spirit ain't holy. But when you seek his Spirit, He'll supply his. Is there a witness in this place? Hallelujah. Fall down on me. You got to first seek his spirit. He then said, they appeared to them divided tongues of the fire. And they sat on each one of them. I love that. So we must understand that when we seek his spirit, we will determine that he is the source of our strength. Anybody know he's the source of your strength? Let's say he's the source of my strength. Come on and say, he's the source of my strength. He is the source of my strength. I don't know what you thought your source was, but what you thought was a source is only a resource. Because every time you turn to something other than him, it's nothing but a resource. And you know it's a resource because it runs out. Oh, hallelujah. There's some people who are looking for strength and they turn into a resource. And if you get down and you turn to alcohol, that's a resource. That's not the source. And some people think their strength is found in pills. That's a resource, but it's not the source. And some people think that their strength is found in a pipe. That's a resource, but not the source. You think I'm not talking to you? Some people think their source or their strength is found in their money. That's a resource. That's not the source. Some people think that their strength is found in their title. That's a resource, but not the source. And some people think that their strength is found in their connections. That's a resource. It's not the source. Some people think that their strength is found in other people. You think that your strength is in your friends. You think your strength is in your family. You think your strength is in your boo. That's a resource, but not a source. And you know how you can tell the difference? Friends are fickle. Family can leave you. Money runs out. Health can fail. But if you turn to the one who is the source of your strength, you will determine that he will never run out. He always will be around. And you got to understand that it's not in what you possess. Your strength is in who possesses you. God have mercy. Anybody that wants him to possess you today, and you will determine that he is the source of your strength. And he will give you what is needed. That's why he told his disciples that all power is given to me, both in heaven and on earth. Because he understands that he is the source of our strength. He said all power. Somebody only wants some power. But I don't know about you, but I'm glad that he has all power. I told you this before, but let me put it in perspective. He has all power. You see, the president is powerful, but he's not all powerful. The president only has executive power, but God has all power. The judge only has judicial power, but God has all power. The Congress only has legislative power, but God has all power. The bishop only has episcopal power, but God has all power. The pastor only has pastoral power, but God has all power. The police officer has arresting power, but God has all power. The teacher only has grading power, but God has all power. Your parents only have parental power, but God has all power. The banker only has financial power, but God has all power. Would you be free from the burden of sin? There is power in the blood. Would your evil a victory win? There is power in the blood. Anybody know there's power? Power. Wonder working power. Soul saving power. In the blood of the Lamb. I'm so glad he has all power. That's why Isaiah says he gives power to the weak, and to them who has no strength, he increases their strength. And even the youth shall faint and be weary, and young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up on wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Anybody glad about the power? David says, The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. I'm so glad that the Lord is the strength of my life. I'm so glad he's the source of my strength. I'm so glad he can do exceedingly and abundantly above all we can ask or dream. And the Bible says, not by might or by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. Give him praise if you know he's the source of your strength. Hallelujah. Fall down on me. That's my prayer today. Fall down on me. Yes, I want to seek his spirit. If I seek his spirit, I know he'll fall down on me. He'll fall down on me because he's the source of my strength. But look at what happens. They began to feel the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues or other languages as the Spirit gave them utterance. Yes, if you tell him to fall, ask him to fall down on you, you will understand that you seek his spirit. He'll send you because he's the source of our strength. And thirdly, he will sanctify you for his service. Anybody glad you've been sanctified for service? Don't you know when the fire fell, that what God was doing is that he was setting them apart for his service. He was filling them with all that they needed to do what he called them to do. And they were filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak other languages as the Spirit gave them ability. You see, they could not have done that without the Holy Spirit. They could not have spoken those languages without the Holy Spirit. And what you must understand is that some people look at that verse and they begin to believe they were speaking just in an ecstatic expressions or gibberly glock that made no sense. But what you must understand is that the Bible says they were speaking in other languages as the Spirit gave them ability.
Thank you for tuning in to the Excellence in Ministry broadcast with Dr. Dwayne Anthony Walker, Senior Pastor of Little Rock AME Zion Church. If you are new to the area and seeking a church home, please feel free to come by our location, 401 North McDowell Street, just minutes from Uptown Charlotte. Our order of services are as follows: 9 a.m. Sunday School, 10 a.m. Morning Service, 12 noon Wednesday Midday Bible Study, and 7 p.m. Evening Bible Study. Also, if you were blessed by today's message and want to obtain a copy in its entirety, call 704-334-3782. That's 704-334-3782. If you want to know more about what's going on at Little Rock, you can visit us on the web at littlerockamezion.org. Little Rock AME Zion Church is a ministry with so much to offer. They have ministries for adults and children, choirs, missions, and outreach that helps inside the church and the community as a whole. And of course, this radio broadcast where God is glorified, Jesus is magnified, the people are edified, faith is for fortified, and ministry is multiplied. Be blessed and tune in next week for the Excellence in Ministry broadcast with Dr. Dwayne Anthony Walker on WPZS Praise 100.9 and 92.7 and PraiseCharlotte.com. Praise listeners, we thank you for listening to our station 24/7 365 with our great programming from the Yolanda Adams Morning Show, Melanie Pratt, the Lonnie Hunter Show, the James Fortune Show, William Beckton, and Christopher Gray. These great personalities play gospel and inspirational music that's current and from the past, and we know you love it. Now, for those of you who love the preached word, WPZS Praise 100.9 and 92.7 has four dynamic 30-minute blocks of programming, beginning Sundays at 6 a.m. with an inspirational variety show, Motivations with Gloria; 6:30 a.m. Life-Changing Church with overseer Dorothy McGuire; 7 a.m. The Glory Has Come International Ministries with Pastor Troy and Prophetess Nicole King; and 7:30, The Excellence in Ministry broadcast with Dr. Dwayne Anthony Walker of Little Rock AME Zion Church. That's 2 hours of preaching, teaching, and inspirational entertainment every Sunday morning just for you on Praise 100.9 and 92.7, Charlotte's Inspiration Station.